pressing on.
On and on and on.
Yes, I'm pressing on.
Keep pressing on.
I'm gonna keep pressing on.
Pressing on.
To the higher calling of my Lord.
Sing the verse.
Satan tries to stop me.
Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. What a privilege it is. Once again, been a beautiful day on the outside. We're going to have a beautiful time here on the inside of this auditorium tonight. Why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in the house of God on Saturday night. What a privilege it is. Play a little bit more of that. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that chorus one more time, if you will, from all your hearts. Well, we're gonna keep pressing on. Tonight, if you love him with all your heart. Amen. Well, it's such a privilege to be in the house of the Lord. We've got a lot of requests tonight. I'm going to let you be seated for just a little bit while we look at these requests. Got just a lot of things going on, a lot of sickness, a lot of situations. I want to pray for Cameron Miller. He's in the Vanderbilt Hospital and has been diagnosed with leukemia, so they're asking that we would remember that prayer request tonight. Sister Rachel Hamblin says, I want to thank the Lord for a good report on my heart test, and thank all of you for all of your prayers. She wants to give praise to the Lord, so we thank God for that. Sister Eva Hagee from Illinois, she streams the service regularly, asks us to pray for her granddaughter, got a lot of situations going on in her life, and also her granddaughter's best friend, 14-year-old girl, has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in her brain. So we're asking that you would pray for that need tonight also. Also, Brother Keith Buchanan, you know, and his family was with us last Sunday. Well, Sister Sarah Buchanan, I believe, maybe got sick yesterday, last night, and today they had to do emergency surgery on her. Had to take out 18 inches of her colon. So they're asking that we would remember her, Sister Sarah Buchanan, in prayer. God's able to move on that situation. And there's a lady in our neighborhood that's actually my distant cousin, Gracie McKinney. She's had a severe stroke and in hospice care. So I just pray that the Lord's will would be done and pray for that family, that God would just comfort their hearts. And this quite possibly could be, I don't know where Brother Reese is at, Brother Orville Reese. Where is he? He's over in the fellowship hall. This quite possibly will be his last weekend to be in our assembly. Going to be moving down to Madisonville, Tennessee, to live with his son. So I know we've enjoyed having Brother Reese here all these years. Certainly appreciate our brother. And if you get to see him, shake his hand and hug his neck real good, brother, and tell him you love him. I know he'll appreciate that. Brother Gene Terrell, not feeling well in body, want to remember him in prayer. Brother Don Short had a heart attack, needs prayer. Brother Wade sends that in. Sister Martha Ann says, my sister Diane was hospitalized with difficulty in breathing. They are doing tests on her to see if COPD is attacking her. She told me today that she has gone almost 1 week without smoking. She is working hard not to start back. Said our Lord Jesus is dealing with her concerning her life. Please pray for my sweet sissy. So let's remember that need tonight. Also remember my brother Hayward, his family, as they have a lot of situations. Their plate is just about full. So let's remember that need tonight. Sister Lona, Brother Gary says, please remember my nephew David Standish and his wife Tina in prayer. She has Alzheimer's and is progressing faster than usual. He's going to have to place her in a nursing home. She has become very threatening at times, very hard to deal with, doesn't know her family most of the time, and they're having difficulty having people come in and helping him care for her. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. Sister Peggy Kirkpatrick called for prayer and her grandson, his knees, ankle, and foot are swollen on his right leg, causing severe pain. Also pray for them for a court appearance Tuesday because the judge seems to be turned against her grandson. So let's remember that need tonight. Please pray for Sister Jaretta Stockton. She's having a surgical procedure Wednesday to correct a problem with her bladder. So let's remember that prayer request. That'll be Wednesday 4/10/19. So let's remember that need. Brother Jim Hughes sends in a prayer request. I would like to ask the saints to pray for my daughter, Victoria. She injured her hand on Sunday and is asking for his healing touch. Thank you so much. So let's remember that need tonight. Sister Irene Pierce says, Bride of Christ, please pray for my daughter-in-law's father who has just been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. The family is so distraught, especially since he just moved here from Florida to be near his children and granddaughter. Thank you so much for your prayers. They are greatly appreciated. So we commit that to the Lord tonight. I want to pray for Myra Horniak. She had to be taken to the ER with a temperature of 104, so we certainly want to remember that prayer request tonight. Also, Sister Karen Reagan, not feeling well. Let's remember her tonight as we pray. I want to pray for Mike Lunsford, who had to go to the ER with congestion and cough. Also pray for Sister Faith Lunsford, who's also being checked in the emergency room. So let's remember those needs tonight. Wendy Schultz sends in this prayer request to pray for hip pain. So let's remember that need. Brother Jeffrey Nunley offers this testimony that Brother Donnie, the saints of God, prayed for me on Wednesday night because of headaches and having a hard time sleeping. I want to give all the praise to God. I've been feeling so much better for the past 3 days. We love our pastor and all of our church family. Well, we love you guys too. We certainly do. Amen. Please pray for Sister Deanna Glenn, homesick, unable to be in the service tonight. And Brother Harold Hildebrandt, in need of prayer tonight, very sick. So we want to remember Brother Harold Hildebrandt. Sister Laura Krause would like to thank the Lord and the prayers of the saints for her brother Norman. He is doing much better and is progressing really well. So we thank the Lord for that. This announcement, effective immediately, we will no longer be offering a Sunday school class for children who are age 3. Sunday school classes will begin at age 4. Brother Michael Bailey wanted you to know that tonight. All the unspoken prayer requests. Now, I know there's many needs among us tonight. How many of you know we're serving a prayer answering God tonight? You believe that with all your heart? Brother Palmer, would you come tonight if you would? Let's stand together tonight. Brother Palmer, if you'd come, take us to the Lord in prayer. Certainly appreciate Brother Byron Palmer. And I believe Wednesday night here I made a statement that I kept calling Sister Vicki Tidwell, Sister Terry Tidwell. And that was brought to my attention. So it was Sister Vicki Tidwell, Brother Terry's wife, that we requested prayer for here on Wednesday night. So God bless Brother Palmer. We love him, don't we? Amen. Amen. Appreciate you, buddy. God bless you.
Let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, it's once again, we're just so thankful we have this opportunity to come together, Lord, to feast upon the riches of your precious word. We want to invite you into our presence now, O God, praying that you'll just have preeminence in this service, O God. Lord, we have so many needs that have been brought before us tonight, but we know that we serve a prayer-answering God. Lord, we've seen you move so many times, oh God. So we just humbly present these needs to you, oh God, and just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each request. Lord, we just commit them to you. We pray now that you would just bless the further part of the service. Bless our brother Longoria as he comes to minister to us. Oh God, and just give him words that we have need of. Open our hearts to receive it and our ears to hear it, oh God. And Lord, and just help us to live it. Oh God, we just commit these services and all these needs into your hands. It's in the name of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Palmer. God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in the service, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you here, Brother Gary. Glad to see Brother Gary Longoria here with us in the service tonight. All of our streamers, we want to say God bless them. Hope they enjoy this service tonight. Now, I can see really, really good right now. And I can see when them little lips is moving and when they're not. Now, I expect you to participate and sing with me tonight. You going to help me? Somebody say, I will help. Somebody say, I will participate. Somebody say, I will not agitate, but I will participate. Give the Lord a good hand clap of praise if you love him with all your heart. Greg, you help me tonight. Amen. We're going to sing this song. We're going to help Brother Harry sing it tonight. I held on till the storm was over. Aren't you glad there's something in you that makes you want to just keep going on? Sometimes you feel like just throwing the towel in. It's all over with. But you know what? It ain't you that started this. And it ain't you that's going to finish it. It's him in you that's going to finish it. Do you believe that? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give me one more big hand clap of praise if you love him.
Hey, everybody. You ask me how it is that I'm still standing. You wonder how I made it through the storm. I can't boast of any special power. It's no secret, I just held on.
And I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers, but I held on till the storm was over.
Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I can tell that things are finally happening. I've got blessings I can call my own. Many times I wondered if I would make it, but while I was wondering, I just kept holding on. I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero. I don't have all the answers.
Let's sing just a little bit of that. Brother Brandon, you'll be getting ready to sing for us, if you will. We're serving an awesome God. Even in the worst time of your life, He's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still in the soul-saving business. He's still in the healing business. He's still in the encouraging business. Do you believe that with all your heart? Give Him one more big hand clap of praise if you love Him with all your heart. My God is awesome. Yes, He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Yes, He's awesome.
My God is awesome. He can move the mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain.
Can be seated tonight. Give Brother Brandon a hand as he sings for you tonight.
Came sin who knew no sin, that he might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all.
That's not just a beautiful song, that's a beautiful truth.
Amen.
Aren't you glad he's your Messiah? Let's stand together if you would. So appreciate each of you being here tonight in the house of the Lord. Special, special service with a special, special speaker, with a special, special people, with a special, special God. So we all ought to have an awesome time, shouldn't we? Amen. I'll tell you one thing, living for the Lord every day is a special day. In this crazy age that we're living, when people are going insane and they're taking each other's lives and taking their own lives, and we've got a peace that passes understanding, we ought to be so blessed and so happy to be assembled together in the house of God. Amen. Well, he's already here. Amen. So happy to have Brother Holman with us tonight. Amen. Let's just pull on the gift of God, shall we?
Amen.
Bless you, buddy. Love you.
Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Love you, man. I told him I'm an appreciator. I am what makes you appreciate him. Amen. And I'm not going to sing if that's what y'all are waiting on. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It's just good to know him in the power of his resurrection. Is that all right?
Amen.
And so I just thank God that he has allowed us to see what we see.
Amen.
To hear what we hear.
Amen.
To be who we are.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so tonight I just thank God that he's alive and well. Amen. And he does exactly what he said he would do.
Amen.
And he keeps us. Amen. And I tell you what, you know, I want to be so much like him. And like the saying was, I want to be so much like him, you know, that if a mosquito would bite me, he'd have to fly away and say, I'm covered by the blood. Amen. 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 You know, and I told the church not long ago, I said, you know what? I think we ought to be living so close. We ought to live so close that the devil, amen, would want us to have a revival to get out of here. Well, don't you think so? Pharaoh. Did not Pharaoh tell him, God, get out of here. I mean, get out of here. I mean, we've had it about all we can handle of y'all. So, amen. So somewhere we're going to have to say, get out of here. I mean, I'm tired of just hanging around. Amen. Amen. So I think it's about time, amen, for us to get out of here. Amen. So we certainly honor, amen, to be able to, amen, serve a risen Savior. Amen. Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. We want to look at something by the help of the Lord and see if the Lord will help us tonight. Amen. You pray and I'm going to preach and you're going to be happy. If you don't pray, I'm going to preach and you're going to be miserable. Let's get it over with right now. Amen. Amen. So I want you to look with it, if you would, in Genesis chapter 19 and verse 14. And the Bible said, and Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which was married to his daughters. And he said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his son-in-laws. And when sometimes you don't get a good son-in-law. And when the morning was arose, then the angels hastened to Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed, and the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold on him. And I want to tell you what, church, I believe that's where we're at now. There's too much lingering going on. Amen. And now it seems like that's what God's got to do. He's got to pull us now. Right? The Bible said, amen. So the Bible said, he said, why they lingered. Amen. He said, he took a hold of them upon the hands and upon the hands of his wife and upon the hands of his two daughters. And the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and they set him without the city. Heavenly Father, tonight I thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord. And I ask you, Father God, tonight that you would just bless the service, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the church. Thank you for this time of fellowship. Lord, I pray, Father, tonight that you would help us each one, Lord, that we would receive from you, Lord, because, Lord, we're needy people tonight, Father. And, Lord, we see the conditions of time. Lord, we see what's going on. Lord, we just ask you, Father, that you would let us draw a little bit closer to thee tonight. Father, bless Brother Donnie. Father, the saints of God here. Father, we ask you that you would have your way tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. And I want to look at that by the help of the Lord. And no, I'm going to keep it on. You can't. It's the only one I got. Amen. Amen. At verse 26, the Bible says, and his wife looked back and behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And I'd like to take a thought tonight, if I may, by the help of the Lord. The reason it was like that, because, amen, her journey of going out, it wasn't in her heart. And I want to take that thought maybe tonight, amen, and let's look at all of it, amen, because church, amen, if it's not in your heart, you're not going to go. Amen. But I want to share with you some of the things the prophet of God said, amen, concerning that, because I think at the hour that we see in this day that we're living in, amen, a person can't turn away from truth if it's in his heart. Because it is a major thing that he lives on. That's the major thing that he, amen, he studies on every day of his life. Amen. Because the thing about it is, church, amen, there's nothing else in there but the Word of God. And you say amen. Amen. Now we realize for one thing, amen, amen, she and Lot were together. And now she had an opportunity to walk out. She had an opportunity to come out, amen, under that leadership of Lot. Amen, of the angels of the Lord. Amen. But you can't drag people if it's not in their heart. And you say amen. Amen. You cannot make them go. Amen. And you know what? They may do all the things, amen, that the church does. But if it's not in their heart, sooner or later, amen, they're going to fall by the wayside. Are you with me now? Amen. Amen. So I want you to look at that maybe just for a little while. And the prophet of God said, he said, Lot's wife did the same thing. You know, she set out to go with Lot. She set out. Amen. It was most encouraging right then, because she was instructed about what was fixing to happen to Sodom. Right? Amen. So, amen, she was beginning to get enthused because, amen, something was fixing to happen. Amen. And she needs to get out of here. Amen. But the thing about it is, amen, the same way that Israel did, amen, they started out in the journey, but it wasn't in their heart to go all the way through. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. You've noticed this church here, every church you see, amen, there's people leaves the church, amen, it's not in their heart, amen, to serve God. Amen. I don't care how good the preacher is, I don't care how good the music is, if it's not in their heart, they're not going to go. Amen. And sooner or later, amen, they're going to wreck up. Amen. So the thing about it is, he said, now, if you look back, now I want you to notice you grandmothers in here. Amen. That you got grandchildren. Amen. Now, if that child, amen, if you're walking out and you hear behind you, amen, a scream of a child, scream of a grandchild, amen, you're going to have more than what, amen, humanly possible not to turn around. I don't care whether you like it or not. That's the truth. And it's the truth, amen, because mamas and grandbabies is something, amen, is a bond there. Huh? Amen. Amen. Number one, they kept you from killing your kids. But you know, isn't it something? Amen. Amen. Grandkids, amen, does something mentally to you. Amen. So I could understand her turning around. I mean, it wasn't, amen, that she just wanted to turn around, amen, maybe at that spur of a moment on an impulse. Because a lot of people act like that. They work like that on an impulse, amen. And people say things, they do things on an impulse. Are you with me now? Amen. Watch what he says then. Amen. So she started out, amen, in the journey. Amen. Amen. All they've heard about, amen, was what, amen, get out of Sodom. Amen. This is going to happen. Amen. Right? So now she's on the journey. Amen. And I thought, isn't it amazing how we've seen so many people on the journey? Amen. And you know, we thought maybe it would have been over so-and-so time. 77, 83, amen, 2000, amen. And what happened? They were in the journey. But it wasn't in the heart. So if it wasn't in the heart, amen, no matter how far you go, somewhere you're going to turn around. Praise the Lord. Amen. So she started in the journey. Now, this is according to what the prophet of God said, all right? Amen. So the prophet of God says, amen, she started out in the journey. Lot, amen, following her husband, her children, her loved ones, but it wasn't in her heart. Right? She still loved the world. What are you seeing now? Worldliness. I'm going to preach in the house, my time. Worldliness, amen, was the world's greatest sin, is worldliness. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, you get weary in well-doing. You get weary in well-doing. Amen. So what's the use? Everybody else is doing it. This church is doing it. That church is doing it. Amen. So what we going to, amen, why can't we do it? They're going to go to heaven. They praising God. But worldliness has come in. Amen. And so worldliness, amen, has occupied our hearts. You say amen. Amen. And you know it's the truth. You might as well say amen. Amen. Because, amen, what are we doing, amen, amen, as we're looking, amen, at what God brought us out, pulled us out. Many of us didn't even want to come out. I was one. I didn't want to come out. I wasn't interested in this one-man show. Oh, come on. Amen. Why? Amen. When you're having a good time doing what you're doing? Huh? Amen. So I didn't want to come out. Amen. But so something come and got us. Something brought us out. Amen. Amen. And that's the reason somebody said, well, the cloud. Amen. Did it happen? I didn't come in on a cloud picture. I didn't come in, amen, return ministry. I come in because the Bible says, amen, the Father gave me to Jesus. Jesus couldn't get rid of me. All the Father's giving me will come. So, amen, God gave me to Jesus, and Jesus was stuck with me. Hello? Amen. That's right, like the Bible says. Amen. So most of you sitting here, amen, you that wasn't raised up in it, amen, something had to drain you here. Something had to draw you. Amen. Amen. So what was it? It had to be that Father. Amen. And when he draws you and he birthed you, there's no way to turn. Amen. I don't care. Amen. There's no way that Donnie cannot be a Reagan. There's no way. He's born a Reagan. Amen. So he's got to be, he's stuck with a Reagan. Good or bad, he's a Reagan. Amen. No matter what, church, the birth, amen, has already supplied our new nature. Amen. 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 It's not you. It's him. Amen. Dropping down in you. Amen. And pushing you. Amen. All the way through. Amen. So where did he have to work at? He had to get in your heart, not on your flesh. My flesh still don't want to go. Yours don't either. Amen. You think, amen, if the people wanted to go, the streets wouldn't be empty tonight? Well, glory to God anyhow. Amen. Amen. Watch what he says. Amen. So she still loved the world. So it's possible you can make a start and still be the world in you. Amen. 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 The world in you. Amen. So if the world is in us, then that's what we cater to. Are you with me? So the prophet of God says, amen, so the world, amen, can still be in you. See, she never overcome. It wasn't because he didn't pull her out, but she didn't overcome. Right? Because it wasn't in her. Amen. You know, you wonder why people don't come to the message. Everybody, amen, the message went around the world. Why didn't everybody come? It wasn't in them. You couldn't put it in them. You couldn't make them do it. It wasn't in them. I could never be a Reagan. It's not in me. It's not my blood. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 They cannot come. He invited them. Amen. He got tired of the upper crust and he went to the hedges and highway. He got me. Amen. That's what he got you. Amen. Amen. So he came, amen, because that was something in us. All right. We call it predestination. Right. We call it the Holy Ghost. Right? You know, church, amen. If God gives a person the Holy Ghost, he has to see the message. He has to see the message. Because the Holy Ghost and the Word is the same thing. So if he got the Holy Ghost, he has to see the message. Is that all right, Donnie? See, amen. That's the reason, amen, they can flock to the Baptists and the Methodists and Pentecostals. Amen. Why? That's what's in them. Right? Amen. So, amen. So they look at you like there's something wrong with you. Right? It is. We've got a new nature. Got a new spirit. Right? Amen. So, amen. What made Lot keep going? Don't you think you didn't get weary in well doing? Ask your pastor sometimes. Oh, I know if he said no, I get weary. Some of you quit. He's supposed to be supernatural. Right? Amen. We get worried. But something keeps pressing us on. Something keeps pushing us on. Right? Heartaches come. Troubles come. Misery comes. Huh? You can be the most miserable person in church. Praise the Lord. All right, let's take five. Ain't it the truth, though? So watch what he says. Amen. He said, look, so she started out along with the man, her pastor, Brother Bam called him. Right? She starts along, amen, but it's not in her heart. And I imagine since it's not in her heart, she give him problems. Come on. Husband believes it, wife don't. There's trouble in the camp. Right. Hey, look, church, pastors, amen, wives, amen. They're leaving their husbands because they don't see this, but he tried to keep on seeing it. It wasn't in her heart. Amen, amen. You know, so the prophet of God said, so she said, look, she, amen, she never overcome, even though she was on the road, well on the road, amen, way down the journey, amen, almost to the rapture, I mean almost to time. Right? But she's not rapture material. She's not rapture material. So you can't go in because there's not nothing in there that's alive. She's only in a hull. Call a human nature. Right? Amen. But there's nothing in her that's alive. See, the thing about this, that's what's quickened, it's what's in you. That's the reason he said, amen, this vessel didn't come predestinated from God. It was that soul man. That soul man come predestinated from God. And that's what kept Lot going. Even if he wasn't a bride, amen, or the raptured saint, amen, he's still part of the change. Right? So, amen, it kept him going.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. He said, look. So, amen. So what happened, amen, as she was on the road, it finally overthrowed her. Don't you see the hour we're living in? It finally overthrows them. They may preach. They may preach like a house is on fire. They may have everything, all the ducks in a row. But it wasn't in them. It wasn't in them. It wasn't in her. But she was part of it. She was with it. On the road with it. But she failed to overcome. That's what I see in this hour. I see, amen, failed to overcome. Amen. So what's what he, amen, what's what he said? Amen. See, he told her, he said, don't look back. Amen. That's where she got caught. Amen. Don't even look back. Amen. Does not the Bible say we're not them that draw back? We're not them people that draw back. Amen. Where would we go? What is for us? Amen. Amen. Church, amen. What are we doing is we keep pressing on. Did you hear me? Pressing on. Not, amen, not sailing through, not dancing through. We pressing on. It's not fun. Amen. I said it like this. We just put up a tent. I said, somebody stole all the fun out of putting up a tent. Somebody stole all the fun out of pastoring. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't it the truth? It's a work. That's the reason I said, just like a marriage. A marriage ain't all honeymoon. It's a job. Don't look over at your companion. Just, it's a job. Don't tell me this 50-50 stuff. That ain't true. It's sometimes 100. Oh, I know some of us are so burly. Right? Well, we got her under our control. She sticks her tongue out behind your back. It's not like that. It's a job. Amen. Brother Bramson said, this message, this battle is a battle to death set you free. He said, it's not a picnic. It's a battle, church. Amen. Amen. To have a good marriage, it's a battle. Right? Amen. It's the battle. Amen. Why? It's a battle. Amen. Amen. To the marriage of the Lamb. It's a right. Amen. It's a battle. Amen. Every day you wake up. Amen. You wonder why. What's happening today? It's a battle. What if, Brother Benham, what if we never heard that? Amen. You fight for every inch of ground you get. I mean, what if we went and heard it? What if we, like the charismatic, every day is wonderful. Oh, my. You're almost in heaven right now. And you felt like Satan was right there pulling on you. I was a charismatic. I know what to do. Amen. I was amongst them. Amen. They try to keep you happy all the time. That's what Brother Bramble said about the Pentagon. They try to keep everything a secret. Amen. Because you lobby. Amen. What? You lobby have a spasm if you really know what's going on. I said, you ain't ever saw such a hate in the land, have you? Democrats, Republicans, they hate one another. How could we ever have a country? How could we ever have it? Amen. Amen. Why? So much hate. Now, everybody hates one another. Right? Amen. Amen. Church, I'm going to tell you what. And you're seeing Christian getting so caught up in it. They'll argue more about politics than they do about God. Praise the Lord, anyhow. So the prophet of God said she started out as an overcomer. Can you imagine, amen, starting out every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Huh? Come on, church. You saw this. Amen. Oh, my. I just can't hardly wait. Do you realize the people that's left the message now, amen, at one time they said, if there comes a rapture, we're going. Now, I mean, there ain't no other message. Just a message. This is rapture message. Boy, we're going to message. But where they at? They started out as overcomers. Started out as overcomers. Amen. Amen. And today, amen, what does it do? Amen. Just blaspheme. Sell their birthrights. Oh, come on. If them spies could sell their birthright, amen, because they brought up an evil report. Well, what about these guys that's leaving the truth, bringing up an evil report? Brother Branham said, amen, those brides, when they brought up an evil report, he said they sold their birthright. Brother Branham also, he called them spies, amen, amen, that was overthrown. He said, there's a bunch of theologians. Praise the Lord. That's what he said. He said, it's just about them 10 spies were theologians. Isn't that amazing? They had it all figured out. Did you ever notice, amen, when you read the scripture? Amen. When they got down there, he said, look, they said, the Bible says, we look like grasshoppers. Them guys ain't said nothing. Them guys ain't got on them at all. Amen. They what? Can you ever you see people come to church and they start imaginating? Imagine, they don't, people don't like me. Donnie's preaching on me. He ain't said nothing about you. But you look like grasshopper. Right? That's what the Bible said. He said in their own eyes they look like grasshopper. Amen. King wasn't paying them no, and Josh wasn't paying them no attention. I can already see you afraid. Ain't it the truth? But they look like. They imagine. This is what we look like in our own eyes. How can you? Amen. Hey, look at them. Hey there's 12 of them. Amen. A couple of these. Amen. But you look at David. When David walks out there before Goliath, he said, hey, man, I want you to know you're going down. I want you to know you finished today. I want you to know this is over for you. Amen. I ain't looking at my statue. I ain't looking at all of that armor. I'm looking at a promise. I'm looking at what God said. And I want you to know you're going down, baby. This is over for you. Amen. Goliath starts telling what he's going to do. Amen. David said, you just prophesying how you dying. He didn't look at, amen. He didn't look at himself. Amen. He threw a bear in there and he threw a lion in there and he said, hey, Goliath, I'm throwing you in there next. Amen. Why? He was an overcomer. Amen. He won this thing. He already won. He went in there as a winner. We come in as a winner. God brought us in as a winner. There's no backing up. There's no turning back. Amen. We're winners to start with. And you say amen. 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 If you start looking at yourself, you're a loser. Amen. You know, amen, as you go, you get older and you can't do nothing. You're lucky to get up. Ain't it the truth? Amen. I was telling Brother Donnie, man, when I first done it, he just like a little old kid running around. Had two little bitty girls. Now look at him. I was riding in the car with him today, and I looked over and I thought, God, he's gray-headed. Don't ask me why. I already looked in the mirror. I know what I look like. Amen. Amen. But you know what? Amen. You know, things have changed. Times have changed. Amen. Amen. So you don't do what you used to could do. Amen. Amen. What's what he says? She started out as an overcome, but she never did overcome. Amen. But started, amen. Can you imagine what it would be like at the end of the journey? You started. Amen. But you failed to overcome. Amen. You look, I'm giving you an opportunity. I'm giving you a chance. If you come to me, I won't cast you out. If you'll just come on. Amen. Amen. I believe I can find a place for you. Amen. Amen. He said, I'll not cast you out. Amen. But you know what? Amen. She's the one casted herself out. You're the one that casts yourself out. You're the one that lets down. It's not God. God wants to save you. God wants to give you the Holy Ghost more than you want it. God wants to heal you more than you want to be healed. Amen. You start out as an overcomer. What happens? You're the one stops. Amen. Amen. So we come to the house of God. Amen. We come to worship. Amen. So if you don't want to worship, that's your problem. Amen. That's what he said. Amen. She started out as an overcomer. Oh, she left her denomination. Song says we left our kinward gladly. But, amen. A few years later, we tried to find them. Ain't it the truth? We started looking them up again. What does people say? You know, amen, we was wrong. That message wasn't true. Amen. So find something that's better. Find something that's better. Amen. 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 So she left her denomination. She walked out of Sodom with Lot. We're on a journey, folks. Amen. We've all walked out. Nobody forced us out. Amen. We came out on our own. Or you said, well, the church world, they disfellowshipped us. No. Amen. You walked out. Amen. Amen. So she says she walked out on her own. Isn't that amazing? Amen. And still wasn't an overcomer. Amen. She walked out of Sodom with Lot. But she wanted to go back. And Brother Brown said, cut her hair. It never left her. It never left her. She wanted to go back to that. Amen. And she had an opportunity. You see some of the people, amen, it's left a message. You look at them. They wanted to go back to that. They wanted to go back to that. Amen. Why? Because it never was in their heart. Never was in their heart. Amen. Amen. And you know, a lot of times, amen, church, people say, well, I put it in there. Amen. Now, come on, church, you can't put it in there. God has to put it in there. God has to put it in there. Amen. Amen. And church, amen, you and God's the majority. You and God's the majority. Amen. Amen. You know, nobody can make you leave. Right? Amen. Why? Amen. God said, I'll be with you even in you to the end of the world. Brother Brown said, ain't nothing to harm you. He said, well, what about death? Amen. Death didn't harm my wife. He come got her. Amen. You know what? It was her time. It was her time. Amen. And you know what, church? She started out and she walked all the way through. Amen. That's what's going to happen to us one day. You're going to walk all the way through. Amen. Amen. What did she say? Amen. You said, so Brother Man said, you know what I mean? She had to go back. She just couldn't stand the test. She had to look back again to see what the rest of them was doing. Oh, my. Amen. She said, I had some good friends back there. Well, why didn't they come with you? You know why? Because they weren't a friend of Jesus. They weren't a friend of the Word. Amen. I had some good friends back there. Amen. He said, amen. After all, and he said, after that, amen. He said, I don't know whether it could be right or not. It's only this man's word. Have you heard that? Y'all following this man? Amen. How do you know that's true? You'll never know if he ain't in your heart. You'll never know this is right or wrong. Amen. Amen. What are you speaking is from your intellect. That's what they spoke. Amen. He said, we can't take it. They spoke from their intellect. They weren't speaking from their heart. Caleb and Joshua said, hey, y'all just heard it right a minute. I want to tell you what, man, we're more than able. I'll tell you what, I'm chewing at the bits. I can't hardly wait. I mean, we get down there and take them right now if you want to go. Huh? Amen. So what happened? Amen. So the thing about it is, was, amen, it wasn't there. So what do they want to do? They want to upset the whole church. They want to bring back this, hey, look, hey, grape juice running out of their mouth and all this. You know, but you know what? Hey, it's a bad land. Y'all never survived down there. Okay. Caleb said, I'll tell you what. Well, somebody shut him up long enough. Let us show you the evidence. Amen. Brother Bram said Jesus went across. He died. He rose. Brought back evidence. He brought back evidence. Amen. That there is a land. Amen. There is a land that flows with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So he says, amen. So what the prophet of God said, she walked out. She couldn't stand the test. Amen. Amen. So that's, he said, that's the way it is now. Amen. He said, now look. Amen. She couldn't stay in there. Amen. So what she wanted to do was, amen, she wanted to say, hey, look, amen, Lot, you know, hey, if she didn't want to go, what the Bible said, better to do what than with a nagging woman? You had a grave on a housetop? Amen. Than in the house with a nagging woman. Can you imagine what she must have tormented him? Hey, if a woman don't want to go, she's going to help that husband not go. And I perhaps said something wrong right then, but that's what the Bible said. Amen. Amen is the truth. See, the thing about it is, if it's not in your heart, you're not going. Amen. Church, that's the reason I want to make sure. That's the reason Brother Brandon said you need to know now. Amen. If everything's settled. Is that all right? Amen. Because you know why? Amen. So he said, amen, the thing about it is now, amen, here she is. Amen. God's pulling her out by the angels, okay? He's pulling her out. Amen. You know, and all this time she's pulling her out, if he wasn't in her heart, she wasn't excited about him getting out. Because see, she can't see what he saw. Amen. She can't see what he saw. So therefore, amen, she's having a little bit of problem with this, according to the prophet. See, amen, she wasn't an overcomer. Amen. And you know, and I pray, God, make me an overcomer. Let me be that overcomer. Amen. Why? Because I don't want to be left behind. Amen. And his brother man said, you know, he said, amen, the scripture says, you know, in Numbers 13 and so forth, amen, he said, now Israel started out. I could say the same thing and bring it in here. They started out 2 million strong, ended up with 2 men. Amen? Right, he said. They saw the works of God. They saw the manifestation of the Spirit. They saw the great and mighty miracles that was done down in Egypt. Everything, and started out, but it wasn't in their heart. They started out. They saw miracles not changing you. Miracles don't change you. Signs and wonders don't change you. Amen. It's a good thing. We enjoy that. I mean, that's wonderful. Amen. We pray for somebody. We want them well. We want them to get well. Amen. I tell in the church the other night, I was reading a quote Wednesday night to the church, and he said, Brother Brown said, you know, a miracle is wonderful. He said, but I'd rather see that miracle, amen, it taking its time. Amen. Healing takes its time. He said, a miracle is okay, and that's what I always wanted. I want it right now. Right? But you go back on believing God in 1952, Brother Ben shows us, amen, that, hey, look, a miracle. He said, but if it takes the time, you can appreciate it more. Go back and look at it. Amen. Amen. Because you know what? We're all human. If you're sick, you won't well right now. You don't want to draw that program. Let's just be honest. But here, we got a prophet stepped out here and he said, you know, the greater miracle if it takes time. You know, you get people up there and you pray, oh God, heal them, Lord, do something right now. He didn't want to do nothing right now. He wanted to show you my grace. Can you imagine? Abraham said, God, do it right now. Next year, do it now, God. They're making fun of me, God, do it now. Don't you imagine? Brother Bram tells us like this, then he said, they made fun of him. Abraham, how many children you got? He ain't got none. Right? 25 years later, amen. Did you ever know that the Bible said, you know, that Sarah got in trouble because she laughed? Right? There's a different way to laugh. Abraham fell on his face and laughed. But you know what? According to your margin reading, amen, he was rejoicing that God was going to give him a son. So it's a difference in rejoicing and laughing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we never hear the part of amen that Abraham fell on his face and laughed too. Amen. It's okay, Brother Homer. It's no problem. Amen. Once he said, but see, Israel started out, saw all the works of God, saw everything. Amen. But they were not overcomers. It wasn't in her heart.
That's right.
Amen. Isn't it so easy to get so turned around so easy? Right. Nathan Core, turn them around.
Right.
Turn them around. Amen. Why? It wasn't in their heart.
Right.
It wasn't in their heart. Amen. Amen. They saw that. Amen. Amen. There's 10 folks to Moses.
That's right. Sure.
Amen. Amen. Well, look. Amen. Look. Hey, I'm not going through this. Amen. My look. You see, they get weary in well-doing. Look, we left Egypt. You know, my God, now we're out here, no water. Amen. The order had what the woman at the well had. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Once you find him, once you get a hold of him, once he comes in. Is that all right? Once he comes in, then there's a flowing. Then there's a happiness. Then there's a rejoicing. Amen.
Amen.
Job found it. He found something, amen, to keep him happy. He said, God, if you slay me, I'm going to go in and hang in there anyhow. I'm going to hang in there. Amen, God. I mean, you stuck with me.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, here God's testifying for him, and Satan said, I'm going to kill him. He said, you ain't no way you can. Because he ain't going to give up. If he gives up, you know, you got him. Praise the Lord. He said, I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to keep on going.
Amen.
Amen. I found a way. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So you see, amen. So the thing about it is, amen. So the prophet of God says, he said, the two men, Joshua and Caleb, amen, when it come to the showdown, he said, we're more than able. We're more than able. Amen. We can handle this.
Amen.
Now we're down to two men. Amen. Now these two men are going to have to take somebody over with them. Right? Come on, church. Great falling away, right? Amen. But there's a man that's going to stand for truth. And that man that stands for truth is going to take somebody over. They're going to take somebody over. Amen. So Joshua and Caleb, baby, they took somebody over. Amen. Because the Bible says the younger generation, is that right? Went over with him, is that right? He said they just wandered around and until all the old heads died. That's your Bible. Amen. So they died out. Amen. And also now God said, man, I got somebody to go on now. Caleb, take these guys. Joshua, take these guys. Amen. Amen. You know, and I thought, my, isn't it something? Amen. Here we are at the end time. Look at the people's leaving the scene. I mean, look at the people's leaving the scene, you know. Amen. Why? God's going to raise up a bunch. Amen. That's got some kind of leadership to take them across. Is that all right? Amen. It's the truth anyhow. Amen. So we find out, church. Clock's wrong. He said, now, watch what he said. Now, he that starts, he that finishes, it's not him that starts, but it's him that finishes. Many start in the race. Right? Many, amen, start in the race. But only one finishes it. Only one is the elected one. Brother, I said one in a million. Right? And boy, if you ever saw it now, we see that now. Very, very few. Amen. Brother Ramsey said, I'd be surprised if it doesn't come out of this generation. A generation ends every 40 years. Is that right? So it's getting down narrow, 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 narrow. Praise the Lord. See, the thing about it is, church, amen. Amen. It's got to be in your heart. Amen. You're not going on your mind. You're not going on your feelings. You ain't going on sensations. You're going on what's in your heart. Amen. 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 So, amen. And I want to tell you what, the heart's a deceiver. Is that right? My heart's one of the greatest deceivers there is. But the heart, amen, the, amen, that God places in there is the one that lines back up to the Word. That one that comes back hunting the Word of God. Amen. Amen. It's not that person himself. Amen. Because you know, who is your greatest enemy? It's you. But you. Amen. Amen. That's what Brother Branham said on North and Not. He said, what is, who is the evil one? He said, see, taste, smell, and see. That's your evil one. Amen. So the evil one is what you go with every day. Amen. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. You know there's funny things go through your mind that ain't God. It's not God at all. Amen. Even if you're a preacher, you don't get out of that. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's things go through your mind. Amen. So that's the evil one. Amen. You know, I don't used to, some of you older people may know, and I said, my dog killed a chicken the other day, one of my chickens, and so I said, you know what I ought to do to you? I ought to tie this chicken around your neck. You know, that's what, old timers, anybody in here, you know that's what they used to do. Dog killed a chicken, you tied him around his neck and let him rot on his neck. He hates chickens now. He don't see no more chickens. Ain't that the way, wasn't that Old Testament? They tied him on, that guy that did it, they hung him on his back. He walked around with him. Dead. Praise the Lord. That's the truth, church. Amen. Amen. What are you going to do? Amen. He don't want no part of that no more. Amen. Let me tell you what, church, sin stinks. Amen. That's the reason we need a deliverer from this body. Amen. We need a change of the body. We need something to get us out of here. Amen. It's the only thing, amen, is, amen, he that endured to the end. He's the one, amen, to get out of here. Amen. Enduring, church, amen. It's just not, amen, saying, well, I'm bright. Right? You endure the hardships. You endure, amen, amen. You work at it. Praying ain't, amen, praying ain't easy. We pray, and we pray. And amen, a lot of it is just words. Because Brother Bam told us, he said, don't say a prayer, pray a prayer. Is that right? And pray's a job. Because Satan ain't going to fight you as long as you ain't praying. But when you start praying, Satan's coming around. That's right. Amen. Amen. So the thing about it is, amen, that's the reason we cry to get out of here. Amen. Amen. There's got to be a crying after a while. Even so, come quickly, Lord. Lord, get us out of here. Lord, let me endure, though, while I'm here. Let me be an overcomer, whatever comes upon the earth. Whatever comes upon this earth. God, let me be an overcomer. Amen, amen. And the Bible says there in Matthew, he said, he that endured to the end, he'll be saved. Oh, you said, well, that can't be bright. We endure. Yes, because we fight. I ate the Chinese restaurant, okay, and I got a fortune cookie. So y'all, what do y'all do with y'all's? Do you break it over? Some of you pray over because they're so good. So I got this other day, and this one, And I really kept it, and I preached out of it. Well, don't laugh at me. Brother Bram said that cigarette pack. I want to ask you, which one was it right? Now, which one would he mean? One time he said, I ain't picking that up. Next time God said, you better pick it up. God told him to pick it up. William Branham said, I ain't picking it up. Oh, isn't that still in the message? I know. And they said, Paul, much learning has made you mad. So I got this fortune cookie. And it says, on your road to glory, it's going to be fulfilling, very fulfilling. He said, but the road is going to get real rocky. And I said, I'm hanging on to this one, baby. Because I went back and I said, Brother Bamber said, you fight for every inch of ground you get. But it's going to be worth it. It's going to be fulfilling at the end of the journey. Amen. Why? Because you fought all the way through. Amen. Why? The road to glory is very fulfilling. But the road's going to get a little rocky. Can you say amen to that? It's going to be real rocky on the way. Amen. Amen. So, amen. It was really rocky for Israel. Coming through the wilderness. Amen. Amen. Run out of water. Run out of everything. Amen. They've got to rock it. But once they entered into the promised land. Amen. Amen. What is it? Now they can eat the old corn. Amen. Now we've made it here. Amen. This is what he promised. One day we'll step inside. And amen. This is what he said. The road to glory. It's fulfilling. Amen. If you're an overcomer. Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Whenever you lay your sword down, that's what you docked at. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said it's fulfilling.
Amen.
But it's going to be rocky. Amen. Yeah. It's going to be a little rough. But thank God it's fulfilling.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Why? He said, look. Many of them start in the race, but there's only one finishing it. Amen. There's many churches started, many groups of people, but there's only one group of finish, and that's the overcomer. And that's what's in the overcomer's heart, is to overcome. Amen. When Job said, I'm an overcomer, and when this thing is finished, amen, I'll still be standing. I'll still be standing. Amen. Why? Because he that started a good work, he's able to finish. I said he is. Not you are. He is. Let's stand our feet. Amen. Amen. You love him tonight? Amen. Aren't you glad you're an overcomer? Amen. If you're not an overcomer, ask God, amen, to help you. Amen. Amen. To be an overcomer. Amen. God, look, church, these is people that started. These is people that started. Amen. Times was hard. Times was tough, but God had overcomers.
Amen.
Amen. Could we bow our heads a minute? Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight, Father. God, as I sit there on a bed today, Father, looking at these things, Lord. Lord Jesus, help us, Father. Because, Lord, so many people started in the race. They start out as overcomers. They're so enthused. They're so excited, Lord. They never heard such things that they've heard. Since they come to the message. Oh God. But Lord, after a while they get weary in well doing. Father, it is weary. Sometimes it's hard. But Father, there's something inside that says keep pressing. Keep pressing. Lord, help us this evening. Bless this congregation, Lord. While your heads is bowed and your eyes is closed and they play softly there. Maybe you here. Maybe you started out, but you got pretty weary so far. And you said, Lord, help me tonight. God help you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, yes. Lord, help me. I've got a little bit weary. And I didn't wonder if it was worth it all. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but down the road, it's worth it all. Someone said it's worth it all to be his child. Amen. Lord, help me tonight. As you just lift your hands up, you understand. Amen. You understand the road to glory is rough, but it's fulfilling if you overcome. If you overcome. Heavenly Father, you see the hands that's raised in this building. Father, Lord, how many times, Father, has Satan come to you and said, what's the use? Lord, how many times, Lord, since I lost my wife, Father, seemed like it's been so weary. Dreary, Father. But something says, just keep pressing. Pressing on to a newer day. Father, I would have quit a long time ago. Lord, Brother Branham, when he tried to kill himself, he would have done it. But something inside of him said, you got to keep pressing. He went beyond a curtain of time, and he was informed that he would come back to there. And those people said they were standing, they were resting on what he said. And Lord, that voice told him, said, you go back, but you must press the battle. Lord, I thought many times, Father, he knows he's coming back. Why press? But Lord, you told him to press because there may be one more. But Lord, there had to be he had to press to get out this kind of message for us, Father, to keep looking forward, Lord. And he informed us, Lord, it's going to be rocky, but it's going to be fulfilling. And Lord, may we be an overcomer tonight, Father. Bless each one that's raised their hand, Father. Forgive me, Lord, if I didn't do it exactly right, Lord. I pray that you'll take it and arrange it the way you would like to have it, Father. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Brother Donnie.
Is it in your heart? Malachi 4 wasn't sent to turn our heads, turn our hearts. If it's in your heart, there ain't enough devils out of hell. Not enough devils out of hell to pull it out of your heart. Look at what Satan can do to a country, a nation. Look at what he's done to ours. Look at what he's done to the nations around the world. But think of it. The truth of the Word of God in a human being's soul is so secure. Them demons that can destroy, annihilate nations can never reach and get that seed and pull it out of your heart. Praise be to God. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad how secure is the truth of God's Word? Praise be to God. Let's just sing a little bit, can't we? Why?
He's already said that I would. Oh, I keep on trusting.
Thank you, Lord.
That he's working everything for my good. He walks beside me. Heaven is in
to God. Go ahead and give him a hand. He's worthy of it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Aren't you glad your strength is not in yourself tonight? My goodness, we're nothing but a bunch of weaklings, bunch of worthless, absolute dirt bags. Low down, rotten, sorry, good for nothing. But on the inside, you're more precious than angels. On the inside, you're more precious than the universe. Amen. Because he has placed that deposit. Aren't you glad it's in your heart? Oh, this word, it's not just something that we just decided to join up with. So I've thought it through and I kind of thought, well, maybe I should do this. Absolutely not. It wasn't you that decided it. It was God. And he placed it inside of your heart. Others look at it and say, I see so many faults. Really? Really? I see a roadmap. I see a gateway. I see a way to be able to get me to the presence of God. Depends on what you're looking for, don't it? Turn and shake hands with somebody. Tell them it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, how many's going to come back for a special, 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 special service in the morning for the presence of God to be able to minister to our needs? Was you spoken to tonight by the Word of God? Amen. God bless you. I love it whenever the Lord takes his word and just speaks to us and able to just go down through every avenue of every individual's heart and give them exactly what they have need of. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads together. Father, thank you so much tonight for your presence, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your encouraging word, Lord, that helped lift us up. Oh, Lord, apparently Joshua was going to need so much of that. You said it to him over and over and over again. To encourage and not be discouraged, and to encourage and not be discouraged. Once Joshua received that message, he was able to say the same thing to his people. Truly, Lord, we know that there's sickness, trouble, heartaches, difficulty. Every avenue of our life seems like it's touched by so many things that Satan is doing. But yet, Lord, at the same time, we are greatly encouraged by your presence. We can almost see the lights of that city, Father. It's closer than it's ever been before. Thank you for Brother Homer tonight, Lord. I pray that you just refresh him, give him strength, Father. We come back in the morning, Lord, once again, expecting you to speak to us again, your precious word. Thank you for the service, Lord. May the saints of God be encouraged, uplifted, those that are sick, those that desired to be here and couldn't. May you help them, Lord. May some of them get to feeling better where they'll be able to be in the house of God in the morning. We love you, Father. Go with us now, for we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the saints said,
amen.
Amen. Sounds like home to me. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Well, you never know what a person's thinking about when they're sitting over in the truck looking at you, do you? You just never know. You're thinking, wow, he's really gray-headed. You just never know what people are thinking about you. I'm just glad he wasn't thinking I was slick-headed. So, you know, hey, you know what? We've all got something to be thankful for, right? So, praise the Lord. You realize, and if you've lost every one of yours, don't cry too much. They're waiting there for you. Mine's turned gray, but they will one day turn back brown again. That's right. Just like our eyes and everything else. I noticed him kept looking at me today, and he just said, kept saying it, we're old, we're old. I thought, what's he trying to say? Well, now I know what he was trying to say. I'm old. Okay. Well, I'm 62 going on 18, so you figured that out. Praise the Lord. It's nearer now than when we first believed, is it not? Praise the Lord. Well, thank God for those of us that are getting old that are still being faithful. But I, as I sat here tonight, I looked around all these young people. I'll tell you, it just made me so thrilled in my heart to see how many young people we have in our church, young couples and single and all that. Then Saturday night, wanting to come to the house of God and be in church. Don't it make you appreciate them? Amen. So so appreciate them wanting to be in church and be in the house of God. Look around all these young people that we've got here. Think about it. Think about it. They could be out drinking. They could be out doping, running around, doing this and that and the other, and they desire to be in the house of God. We've got so much to be thankful for. This is not just the church of tomorrow, these young people, but they are church of right now. I'll tell you one thing. I so appreciate our young people sitting right up here on the front rows and coming out. It's a great encouragement to me. A lot of the old people go to sleep, but the young ones don't go to sleep yet. They will eventually. But a lot of the old ones, they sit up front. I get so mad, I'm going to throw a wet noodle at them and hit them right between the eyes. I can't stand it when people go to sleep on me preaching. So at least some of these young ones are wide awake enough to be able to stay awake in the house of God. Well, hallelujah. You old folks got mad at me, didn't you? Well, praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. It's good to be together, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Think of it, friends. We are facing the greatest event that has ever happened since the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. The rapture of the church. Amen. It's right before us. I believe with all of my heart that there's people right here tonight that will see it. I believe I'm going to be one of them. I believe in it. Amen. I'm believing it with all of my heart. God bless you. Service in the morning. Harry, saying, get me out of this mess. Praise the Lord. God bless you, saints. Love you so much. Appreciate you with all my heart. Just come back in the morning expecting the Lord to speak to us again. That sounds like home to me, like where I long to be. There'll be no tears to fill our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be. Himself.